Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, a Russian judge said Sunday a former Chechen police commander has confessed to his involvement in the killing of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, while authorities continue their investigation into four other suspects. All five appeared in a Moscow court and were detained as officials questioned them about the February 27th shooting death of Nemtsov, a staunch foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Nemtsov was shot four times in the back as he walked across a bridge in Moscow with his girlfriend in sight of the Kremlin. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria on Sunday, killing 30 people. The Britain Observatory for Human Rights, the Syrian Observatory, which uses a network of sources throughout Syria to track violence there, said the Islamic State group was operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. Coalition of warplanes supporting Iraq's military in its push to regain territory from the Islamic State fighters has conducted more than 2,300 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since the month of August. As the armies of Chad and Niger launched a joint air-ground offensive against the Nigeria-based Islamist group Boko Haram, the insurgents declared their allegiance to the Islamic State, the violent jihadi group that is occupying parts of Iraq and Syria. Some analysts say the statement of allegiance came as no surprise and should prompt Nigeria to work closer with the international groups to help in its fight against the Sunni militant group. Latest military offense against Boko Haram Sunday pushed into the northeast of Nigeria from Niger. This is VOA News. In Cameroon, hundreds of soldiers from Chad, wounded while fighting Boko Haram, have been evacuated to a military hospital in Yaoundé. Moki Edwin Kinsica reports.
Chad's Minister of Communication, Hassan Silas Bakari, says the wounded Chadian soldiers were evacuated to Cameroon in line with an agreement between the two countries. He says they have decided to treat their soldiers in Cameroon because Chad and Cameroon are brotherly countries with people who speak the same languages and have the same history. Besides the hundreds of Chadian soldiers, Cameroon's military hospital is also attending to Cameroonian soldiers wounded in the fight to halt the Boko Haram effort to create an Islamist caliphate. Moki Edwin Kinzika, Yaoundé.
Unknown attackers launched rocket assaults on a UN peacekeeping base in northern Mali on Sunday, killing at least three people, including a Chadian police peacekeeper and two children, wounding several others. UN Security Council, in a statement issued Sunday, condemned the attack in the strongest terms and urged the Bamako government to investigate and bring the perpetrators to justice. Came after a Saturday situation in which a gunman killed at least five people, including two foreigners, wounded several others, and an attack on a restaurant in Mali's capital. And on Sunday, Prime Minister Modibo Keita visited wounded people at two hospitals. He said he had visited the wounded. It was important to seek justice for them. Violence has been rare in Bamako despite the continued upheaval in the north. Here in the U.S., President Obama marked the 50th anniversary of two voting rights marches over the weekend with the call to Americans to work together to make the country better. Mr. Obama also challenged lawmakers in Washington to honor the activism in the state of Alabama, where the two marches took place in 1965, by restoring the voting rights law born from the struggle in cities like Selma, where he spoke.
President Reagan signed its renewal when he was in office. President George W. Bush signed its renewal when he was in office. 100 members of Congress have come here today to honor people who are willing to die for the right to protect it. If we want to honor this day, let that 100 go back to Washington and gather 400 more and together pledge to make it their mission to restore that law this year.
In 1965, the marchers were beaten by police as they tried to cross that bridge in Selma, Alabama, on their way to the state capitol. And then several weeks later, the voting rights law was passed. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.